Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. How are you doing, people? There is an interesting discussion going on X about marriage. It's a discussion that I've been faced with before in my previous round of fame. People were asking me about marriage, and there are a bunch of people out there who say marriage should be abandoned totally. There are some people who want to... They want to like marriage to the point of liking it too much, liking it so much that you are sending people to be victimized in family court. My position on marriage has always been the same, and in this debate, I side with Pearly Things. She has a subtle view of marriage, where she says there are reasons to marry, there are reasons to be hesitant about marriage, and you have to be strategic about it. And that's exactly what I would recommend. There are situations where marriage is the way to go. Here's two situations where marriage is the way to go. The first never happens for real. The first situation would be you have found a wife who you know will be loyal to you forever. Doesn't exist. So that is a theoretical path to marriage, but it doesn't exist in 2023, so leave it aside. Women are absolutely unreliable, and even if she says she will stay with you, that doesn't mean she will. So because there's no way to get insight on the stability of a woman, this first reason for marriage is canceled. The second reason for marriage is you have nothing to lose. If you do not have property in your name, if your wealth is stored in the form of Bitcoin, in the form of things that cannot be seized from you, marriage, there's no problem. Just marry anyone who accepts. That is something that can happen, and I recommend to people to set their life that way no matter what. Whether you want to marry or not, set your life to be prepared to run at all time. That gives you leverage, and it makes it so that if she leaves you, because she will, you can flee away with most of the wealth that you've built. Of course, there will be a couple of things that she'll probably be able to keep. If you've bought a house, she will be able to keep it based on current family court proceedings. So if the only reason to marry is basically there's nothing in your name, you are unseizable, and then you can accept to marry. If you are seizable, you don't want to marry, because the marriage gives a right to the woman in a lot of places, most places, gives the right of the woman to claim 50% of your property. DK Shadow says, what's Bitcoin? What's crypto? I don't know what those things are. I know you know, DK Shadow, because you sent me some ordinals on my Bitcoin wallet, so you must be a specialist. You have to set your life first so that you're unseizable, and then marriage is no problem. You can take it. If you are not unseizable, if you have property in your name, like you have a house at the beginning of the relationship before even encountering the woman, then your desirable position is to be having sex with her without marriage and having babies with her, and her access to the house is conditional to her continued loyalty. Because if you're not married, and if you had the house before encountering her, then a judge is less likely to take the house from you and give it to her. So if you can make a case that you had achieved this economic state before meeting her, then in the division, if you're not married to her, you'll be highly advantaged. So those are the strategic concerns. Then there's all sorts of reasons why you have to marry. Immigration, if you encounter the woman from another country, she needs to immigrate to your place, then yeah, sure, do it. But know that once you're married, there is no accumulation of property in the couple's name. You just have enough to pay the bills, and you keep accumulating wealth on the side for when she leaves you and tries to kidnap your children. Swing It says, Jeff was talking about Ukraine and how after the war it would be ideal land for Jewish settlement. Yeah, Swing It was asking for the episode where I talked about my theory that the Jews are getting ready to leave America. Yeah, it must be in a show about 2 weeks ago, maybe a little more, where I was talking about Ukraine. Certainly check for these shows. And it must be very close to the show I did around Brett, because I remember thinking of these two subjects in connection. So I would say a couple of days before or after Brett, it must have been this show. Neil deGrasse Tyson continues to divagate on the public space about trans questions.
The XXXY chromosomes are insufficient, because when we wake up in the morning, we exaggerate whatever feature we want to portray the gender of our choice.
Well, okay, but if there are features that are associated to gender, not only are these features subject to display, they are subject to interpretation, right? So anything that is displayable is subject both to intentional display and others perceiving things from it. So if you, Neil deGrasse Tyson, is to put on some makeup that makes you look more feminine, I am still free to judge you as a male. And you are a male as far as I'm concerned. Now, you can think that you're a female, you can display female all you want. As far as it relates to me, what matters is there a uterus inside this being that can host my babies? That is literally all that I want to know. And from that perspective, you are a male by my judgment. You can't have your cake and eat it too. The left wants to have freedom of displays without freedom of interpretation. But there is a receiver to those displays, and the receiver should be free. But the left doesn't want us to be free. The left wants us to be compelled to acknowledge the gender that you chose to display.
Suppose no matter my chromosomes, today I feel 80% female.
I don't care about how you feel. What matters to me is there a reproductive uterus inside this being? And we'll get to that subject. I made an offer to Pearly Things, an offer that she can't refuse.
20% male. I'm gonna put on makeup. I'm going to do that. Tomorrow I might feel 80% male. I'll remove the makeup.
Doesn't matter how you feel. Just like it doesn't matter how I feel about being a Nobel Prize worthy thinker. I'm not getting the Nobel Prize just because I feel that I'm a Nobel Prize worthy thinker. There are steps to convince other people that my display, I identify as a Nobel Prize winner, okay? I identify as it. I display my theories on the public space. Here's my theory. This is Nobel Prize worthy, by the way. And it's not even, I'm not making it up. I actually believe this. Now, I am conscientious enough to understand that it won't be enough for me to believe it. It won't even be enough for me to display it. Ultimately, whether I get the Nobel Prize is contingent on other people in their judgment. And their judgment can be wrong. But it's their judgment that will matter whether I get the Nobel Prize or not. Not my feelings, not my displays. Same thing goes for gender. You can put all the makeup you want, I will still judge you as a male. Because functionally, you are a male to me still. It doesn't matter that you've imitated some features of female. You have a penis, and that is problematic to our sexual combination.
And I'll wear a muscle shirt. Why do you care?
I care because I am looking and scanning the environment for potential mates. And I want clear signals whether I have a shot at reproducing with you. I want to be just like today. I tried reproducing with pearly things. I think I have a shot. She didn't say no. She said, it can mean a lot of things on Twitter, just like this, without the intonation. Like, UHM can mean, JF sperm,
Yeah.
What business is it of yours to require that I fulfill your inability to think of gender on a spectrum?
No, that is not the inability that you talk about. Is your perception of my perception. See, here you show yourself entitled to judging me, to judging what's happening inside my brain. If you are entitled to this, to estimate that I have an inability to conceive of gender the way you do, I certainly have the same liberty to judge you as conceiving of gender improperly. The same way you think that I think of gender improperly, I should be allowed to think that you think of gender improperly. At least grant to the other side of the discussion the same liberty that you assume are yours. DK Shadow says, if quantum life forms turn out to exist, JF could win both the Nobel Prizes for physics and medicine. Absolutely, I think I would deserve both. Master Slave says, if JF ever gets accused of rape, nobody will doubt it. Exactly, which is why to live with the freedom of speech that I live with, you have to be equipped, my friend. Cameras, recordings, every second of your life must be traceable. But once you're well equipped, you can afford a great deal of liberty because, you know, there is no moment of my life that's not on a video recording. I have, by the way, cameras throughout my house, recording 24/7. I have cameras. There is no way you can catch me committing a crime. And you can't even make false allegations against me. Cloud Warmer says, evil preaches tolerance until it has control. Then it destroys everything. That is a good story of modern civilization. So the trigonometry guy have been correct. They have, it's a 15-minute video, so I'll not review all of it. But they come back to him and they say, hey, no one is claiming we should obfuscate the liberty of trans people to dress the way they want or act in whatever way they choose. What we're talking about is the liberty of people to think otherwise, to think freely, to form categories like women's sport where they are around, they are competing with people that are to their caliber, to go into private bathroom spaces that are held only for females. So you're very far from from the kind of strawman that Neil deGrasse Tyson is doing here, is fighting against. No one is arguing that we should get into trans people's home and stop them from being trans. The question is, when you interface with the rest of society, do people around you lose their liberty to judge you? Or are they bound to follow your feelings? Because then your project is imperialistic, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Then you're asking not, does this person have the liberty to feel another gender? You're trying to limit my liberty to judge their gender. we have a nice meme here. The racially homogeneous Japanese McDonald's family taking care of Pepe. Raising a little racist. Oh, I find this funny and very endearing. It's nice to think of Pepe doing well, being cared for by a high IQ Japanese family. Oh my God, he seems happy. He's being given some McDo fries. I mean, what else can you ask of life? Now, people have been pointing out that there may be a case of cuckoldry here, hidden in the publicity of McDonald's, because they point out that she has red hair, and that red hair are a recessive trait, and that he has black hair, and they suspect that the Hamburglar may be the father of the child. Let me try to see if I can find there it is. The Hamburglar is suspected to be the father of the child, because the child on the original picture also has hair like his mother, red, whereas you can see that the father has black hair. So it seems that cuckoldry was the theme of the Japanese McDonald ad. Sam Harris. Every Sam Harris podcast interview for the past 7 years summed up.
Trump was an enormous fuck you, Trump, or the Trump phenomenon. Trump derangement syndrome, Trump, someone like Trump, Trump's part. Look at Trump and just find him funny. Trump was that he's an evil Chauncey Gardner, Trump cult of Trumpism, Trump. But Trump on refugees was terrible. What we got with Trump, Donald Trump, Trump, right? Trump. There's something very Trumpian about all that. The core of Trumpism is a cult. Delusion of a very Trumpian sort. When Trump says he's a genius, and I'm not comparing Trump to Hitler, Trump, the problem of Trump and Trumpism. Trump, Trump's response to got captured by Trump, standing next to Trump in Trumpistan.
Oh my God, I hope that Sam gets better. You know, it's been a couple of years now that Trump is out of the office. Hopefully, Trump. Hopefully, Sam Harris gets better. I don't wish Trump derangement syndrome on anyone. It's a fatal affliction. I hope he gets better. Washington Post crumbles after own poll accidentally shows Trump crushing Biden. A new poll from the Washington Post and ABC News accidentally revealed that former President Trump would crush Joe Biden in a hypothetical 2024 matchup. So they cast doubt on their own polling. The poll shows Trump leading Biden by 10 percentage points, which the Post immediately noted does not match other recent polling and may be an outlier. Okay, so they don't like the result of the polls, and suddenly they talk about statistical outliers. Okay. 1 month before the FTX collapsed, Shark Tank Kevin O'Leary said, "If there's ever a place I could be that I'm not going to get in trouble, it's going to be at the FTX." Oh my God. I love that I have better business equity when we're talking about the crypto world than Kevin O'Leary. Because this guy is a billionaire. And it sucks. It sucks that this kind of guy can become a billionaire and not me. And so when I win against Kevin O'Leary, I like it because I think it recalibrates the world. I think that if the world was more crypto, I could be the Kevin O'Leary of the future.
If there's ever a place I could be that I'm not going to get in trouble, it's going to be at FTX. If there's ever a place I could be that I'm not going to get in trouble, it's going to be at FTX.
Oh my God, these words will resonate throughout crypto history. Raw Egg Nationalist was noting, "It's kind of amazing, don't you think, how Al-Qaeda just suddenly reappears as soon as America needs a counter to expanding Russian power in West Africa? I'm sure it's probably just a total coincidence. Breaking local terrorist Al-Qaeda factions are preparing for conflict with Wagner in northern Mali. Good luck to them. They will need it." That is very well seen. You know, it's been the case before. It's been the case before that Al-Qaeda has been a creation of the U.S. It was a local group that the U.S. was using as a proxy, not necessarily against Russia at all times, but at times. In a kind of balance of power. A lot of these Middle Eastern wars they had, Russia was in there in some form. So now that they show up again, and, you know, I've always wondered, what the fuck are they doing with Toyota pickup trucks? And now I'm starting to think, oh, maybe it's pickup trucks that are afforded by American budgets of all kind. And, you know, they show up like this, suddenly a whole column of people ready to fight. I wouldn't be surprised that America has something to do with it here. Basically, America is trying to reproduce the strategy that they are doing in Ukraine. Through Ukraine, they're doing it officially, through the official Ukraine government. In the Middle East, they don't have that much sway. And so they go through little cells and what they call terrorist groups, but which is usually just a bunch of other people who are fighting in another way for another servant, for serving another master. Elon Musk's Starlink exceeds 2 million users, doubling in just 9 months. Democrats are probably even more furious with Elon Musk's huge success with SpaceX-owned space internet company Starlink, now boasting over 2 million active users worldwide. Starlink is available on all 7 continents in over 60 countries and many more markets, connecting 2 million active customers and counting with high-speed internet. Well, that is interesting. I'm super happy if that can work for Elon. Personally, as a man who lives on the internet, I cannot trust these Wi-Fi things. And if you have Wi-Fi plus space, I'm actually worried about the latency here. People have been reporting that the latency isn't so bad, but it's definitely not the kind of 5 milliseconds, 10 milliseconds latency that I like to see. I like to see the kind of latency, fiber optics, full all the way to the data centers. I like to see that very low latency, and I don't think you can get this. I have to see the numbers. I have to see the speeds. I'd be interested to know if you guys have any links to it, but I just don't believe that air is a good carrier of any signal of importance. And so to me, Wi-Fi has always been a good tool for the family. Callum Oxworth says, I think the main issue is drops in internet when switching between satellites. Oh, yeah. And that is something that was never fixed with Wi-Fi. I was in the car yesterday. I took yesterday, did I take a break? Yes, I took a break, I believe. I don't even remember. Anyway, I went to the restaurant recently, to the sushi restaurants, and in the car, I have a tab, a tablet for the family so that movies can be viewed. And whenever that tablet switches from the local home network to the hotspot provided by my cell phone, there is a long bug and YouTube doesn't work anymore, and you have to basically restart the whole tablet. This is something that was never solved. The whole idea of, hey, couldn't we provide a continuous experience for the user? I mean, this is just a matter of programming it correctly. It can be done, I'm sure. It's a matter of programming it correctly. The modern internet is totally ready to take packets coming from one source and then switching to another source. I hope that Elon can fix this, but that's been a problem, even in regular Wi-Fi. Equinshu Oka says, hey, Jeff, can you unblock me on Twitter, please? I'm a big fan since the Warski days. I got blocked for retweeting a screenshot. Of you making a silly face. My handle is... Okay, let's see. who this guy is. What was the city face that you retweeted? Well, I can't find it. Maybe he deleted it. Okay, I will unblock you just because I cannot find the reference tweet. But be careful, because when a mass of people harass me, I just block generously. So you'll get caught in the wave if you are joining the mobs generally. Rand Paul Venmo's 600.1 cents. $600.1 to Ukraine so that the country's finances will have to be audited. That is a good meme. That is very interesting. You have the IRS. Oh my God. Even mode $600 to Ukraine. We have to investigate. Zelensky asks spirit cooker Marina Abramovich to be ambassador for Ukraine and to help rebuild schools. People were sharing satanic ceremonies to which this Marina Abramovich has been participating. She was one of the lead targets of Pizzagate back in the days of this investigation on pedophiles and satanic rituals. And yeah, you can have videos of her where she's writing stuff about sperm on the walls with pig blood, and then she's covering in a child effigy with blood. And my reaction to this is, at this point, why not? Why not get her to be an ambassador of Ukraine? You know, Ukraine has been this kind of forefront of Western degeneracy. With Zelensky, you know, you can see old videos of Zelensky in leather jeans and acting basically like a woman or like a gay person. And so why not? I mean, if Ukraine is going to be the forefront of Western degeneracy, let's find a true satanist to represent them. I think it's exactly where she belongs. Canadian Parliament. Oh, this warms my heart, because there's always been this tension between Nazism and the Canadian government and the American leftist. And I think that we have arrived at a resolution where things have been forgiven, things are being put behind. Canadian Parliament just gave a standing ovation to a 98-year-old SS Nazi. Why? Because he was a Nazi who fought against Russia in Ukraine. Putin is terrible, but this shows how many politicians are brainwashed and unable to approach this issue and trade-offs with common sense. You can see the SS Nazi here receiving a applause, and oh, he feels relief. Man. Because this poor guy has been mistreated, probably, you know. Everyone goes after Nazis. But he was one of the good ones. He was one of the good ones who fought against Russia and therefore who understood that there was the ultimate war that truly mattered. Was the one between the current deciders of the United States, the people in the elite of the U.S. and Russia, which is their ultimate target. So I'm glad to see that Canada is playing a leading role in rehabilitating a set of ideas that the left has been having major trouble with, you know, major derangement around. Rodita Sid says he was probably living in fear most of his life. Some people have been deported for that. Yeah, there's been this whole hunt of people, of anyone who was somewhat associated with Germany. But this guy is okay because he fought the Russians. And ultimately, the Russians are the ones that our elites are truly going after. I felt the love of my life because I thought I left the love of my life because I thought I could do better. Now I'm childless and alone at 42. Look at this. A young woman losing her time and then not making babies and then just dismissing the guy because she thinks because her eggs are telling her you can make better, you can find better. And she ends up paying the price because trying to get a quality boyfriend or husband at 30, 32, 33, it's starting to be harder and harder. And now you end up with men that your biology is telling you to reject. But the reality is you are fighting at a spot of the market that doesn't fully advantage you. You have lost your leverage because you have lost your youth as a woman. And this is the same thing I would say to Pearly Things. I have made an official offer. It's not a joke. It's not a meme. I have made an official offer to Pearly Things. It stands on the blockchain and on Twitter for everyone to see. And I am bound by this contractual engagement. I am hereby offering to squirt out baby with Pearly Things, insemination claimable between the months of September to December 2023, for birth around June to September of 2024. Travel fees may apply. And this is a model. We have used AI to generate a potential child that could emerge from Pearly Things' womb, and the child having half of my genetics and half of hers could look a little bit like this. Now, I think the AI didn't do a superb job because he kind of presents us a feminine male. I don't think this is what our child will look like. This is more like the AI said, okay, Jeff is a guy, she's a girl. If I mix them together, it's going to be like a genderless LGBT activist. I don't think this is what will happen. But it kind of gives you an idea, like the blue eyes of Pearly Things. And I have demonstrated in my past that, well, she has green eyes. But I have demonstrated in the past that I have the genetics to preserve blue eyes. So don't worry about the fact that I have brown eyes. My children can have blue eyes if I pair with someone with pale eyes. And that was in response to Pearl being in a debate around marriage. She was saying this morning, real men marry and squirt out baby. You know, have victim mentality. Find good woman, squirt out baby. So I took her instructions to heart and I have made my offer. Shadow Band says, don't do it, JF. Why? What do I have to lose? And it was all around a discussion of marriage. Should men marry? Is it wise for the Daily Wire type of conservatives to be pushing marriage onto young men? And it's an important question. And I think that Pearly Things got the best from this debate. I think she wins. Because it's true that the Matt Walsh of this world, being Christian, finding a Christian woman who will be loyal and being millionaires, so she won't go away because she can't find better. This is all factors that leads the Daily Wire type of journalists / bloggers to not fully measure what it is to interface with real society, to date at the bottom, as I often call it. And the reality when you date at the bottom is you don't have, like for me, for example, I have a moral code that keeps me from lying. So I can't go out there and go into a church and find a quality Christian woman who will have demonstrated her loyalty to God and then I get some of that loyalty in bonus. I can't because I'm too honest. I have to be honest. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in God. So and leave aside the reputation stuff and the fact that women have huge troubles accepting male liberty, the kind of male liberty on which my work relies. just the fact of being an atheist binds me to end up having to date with a bunch of weirdos and punks and really just retards, just fucking bottom of the internet type of woman. And that's a problem. That's a problem that these commentators do not know about. But the fact is, I don't consider that my atheism makes me a low-quality male. But the reality is, the average atheist woman, or willing to date an atheist type of woman, is a fucking punk, and she's ugly, and you know, that's just what it is. Yes, somehow, the belief in God is correlated with beauty in woman and stability and higher IQ and higher quality in general. So when you don't date in the perfect dating pool, you start being faced with the reality of the world and just how much of a bunch of retarded apes we have become as a society. And that's what I've seen all my life. So as a counselor on the internet, when I talk to guys, you know, in my shows here, I'm being very careful sending you guys to marriage and say, oh yeah, all you have to do is believe in the marriage and give her all your best and be involved in taking good care of her, and everything's going to go right. If I do this, I'm sending a lot of you to be victimized by a shit show of family court proceedings and kidnapping of your babies. So I'm not saying that. So, and I find that the counseling that these guys are doing by sanctifying marriage is very dangerous for the current world. Because this belief in marriage, I have it. I guarantee full honesty to any woman who accepts to reproduce with me, and full loyalty and continued relationship, and however she likes it, you know. I guarantee full loyalty forever to any woman I've been with. But the problem is, this perception of marriage will open you up to all sorts of exploitation and attacks. And it will matter if you're not prepared. So my view of marriage is the same as Pearly Things. First, realize the size of the investment. Realize the weaknesses that you open yourself to when you take that path, and prepare for it. Now, my final counseling is not to say no to marriage. My final counseling is say yes to marriage when you are prepared. And to be prepared, you need to have your wealth unseizable. You need to not exist on paper, basically. Not exist, not in the sense that you don't have a driver's license. You do. You have your driver's license. You do your income tax reports. But in the sense that this money that you build, this wealth that you build, must not be easily seizable, because women will seize it. And they will seize it through child support. They will seize it through alimony. No matter the path that they take, you're going to lose a lot of it if you invest too much in your marriage. So my recommendation, if you're going to take the strategy of date at the bottom of society, you know, date at the bottom, but treat them like the bottom too. You know, it's like, oh, you don't want to be committed to me? Well, I have no money. You don't want to be committed to me? Well, we don't have a big house. I'm just buying the minimal house in which we will survive. And so that the day you leave me, it's not a whole big problem. I can buy another house for myself. Master Slave says, Jeff, you are my one and only forever, but I don't want baby or for you to have baby with anyone else. Well, okay, was this a declaration of love, or it was a quote of someone? So Pearl is saying, how is the average man going to get the amazing woman you all speak of when the demand for these women is at an all-time high? there are clearly not enough to go around for average men. And this touches a point I've been talking about before. The window of reproduction for a woman, of the best peak woman, is between 18 years old and 27 years old. After this, you're making concessions. After this, you're not getting a 10-baby family. And so that's the peak woman window, 18 to 27. What are the potential moments at which a man can go on a breeding spree of 10 babies? Well, he can do it at 18 years old. He can do it at 20 years old. He can do it at 30 years old. He can do it at 40 and 50 years old, in fact. Maybe. 50 is harder, but, I mean, he can. And at all of these points in his life, there may be various reasons why he has achieved his peak. If he's a rapper, he may achieve his peak at 20 years old. If he's a business CEO type of guy, he may achieve his peak at 50 years old. And everything in between. So the peak guy is very spread out into the life cycle of the male. And all of these males of a given generation from 18 to 50 are trying to insert their penis into women that are between 18 and 26. So there is a compression happening. It doesn't all fit. And as a result, you have males experiencing a terrible dating scene because all of the women who are of quality and loyal, they are by default. If they're loyal, they will stay with their men. So whoever picked them up first got them. So what's left is a very restricted number of breedable women with very low quality and high disloyalty. Rhodey Lawson says, yeah, Pearly Things prefers the millionated youth. Okay, well, that is something that can change. I would like Pearly Things to think about it. So that's why I sent her a tweet that says, talk to me in DM, Pearly Things. I have some very interesting math that you'll want to hear about concerning race mixing and your genetic kinship with your own babies when you race mix. But I hope that, I mean, that's probably my boldest pickup line. I was keeping it on the side for a long time. It's very rare that I use it, but I thought if we're talking about a potential baby with Pearly Things, it's worth getting it's worth popping up the champagne. You know, it's worth taking my best pickup lines out there. Swing It says, Jeff, can you review this clip of Pearly? No, I can't. So she was interacting with the Daily Wire people, and someone was telling her, I shouldn't even respond to you because you're just a grifter, but I will one more time. You are so full of it. You are doing a disservice to conservatives and will likely find yourself a spinster with the negative outlook on marriage that you are spewing. You have no idea who we are. You make assumptions because you see successful men expressing the positives about getting married and having a family. I think a part of your issue is that they are men and not women promoting marriage, and that doesn't sit well with you for a plethora of reasons about your own upbringing and outlook that I could sit around and psychoanalyze all day. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, address her points. Her point is very easy to address. I mean, you can think otherwise than we do. But I tend to agree with Pearly Things on this. And her point is simply to say, marriage is a treacherous enterprise in the modern times. And it is sending males, young males, down a path where they could be exploited and canceled. And basically, they have their life ruined in front of their eyes while they can't do anything about it. And so precautions and, you know, not just jumping into it and just thinking about it is recommendable. That's a very wise advice, you know. What is the alternative? Are you saying men shouldn't think about it twice? About throwing themselves into a path where they could be exploited, where they could be cock-blocked by a woman? Because again and again, it has happened in my life that I have been very frank to my girlfriends and saying, I want a minimum of two babies. Two babies. Below two babies, I will consider that I am losing my time and that I have been cock-blocked, basically. So do you want us to have two babies or not? If not, I will go away. If yes, I will stay and we will have a first baby and then a second baby at the very least. I would love, of course, to have 5 or 10 babies, but can you commit to having two babies with me without kidnapping them? And again in my life, they made one baby and they ran away while pregnant. That is what they do. That is what they do. And so you have to counsel young men in light of these facts. It is impossible to get any form of commitment from women. So you don't want to throw them down the path where they will end up with a woman who totally violates her commitment to them. And they didn't know it could happen. Do you think when Matt and I got... Okay, so she's the wife of Matt. Do you think when Matt and I got married, we had money? Do you think Matt was wealthy at 25 and thinking, wow, I have so much money. I don't care if I get married young and divorce at some point because I can bankroll a divorce. Do you think only now, 12 years in at this juncture of his career, he's decided to be pro-marriage? You would be wrong on all counts. I don't think this fully addresses Pearly Ting's point. I get that. So this woman is the wife of Matt Walsh, and so she feels like Pearly Ting's pointing out to the privileged status of Matt Walsh. What Pearly Ting's is saying is from your privileged status, having been lucky in marriage, for whatever reason you've been lucky, Maybe it's not money. Maybe it's you got lucky because you're with a stable wife who happens to be stable. But no matter what it is, you are deprived of a full understanding of the current state of the dating market. And yes, if you've been in a stable marriage for 12 years, you don't know just how bad things really are. You just don't know. You would be wrong on all counts. He and other conservative men aren't selling people on lies regarding marriage. They are a beacon of encouragement in this dumpster fire of a culture that promotes self. God forbid he shows the joys of marriage. Even then, Matt isn't forcing anyone to get married. No, but the point of Pearly Ting's is we have to send another signal also, which is, if you're not at the top, if you're not super, super lucky, most likely your woman will be fucking insane in the head and you're going to have to deal with this. That is the message we have to send young men. And I totally agree with what Pearly Ting's is doing here. Now, Matt Walsh is trying to... people are starting to say that, like Matt Walsh, not in this particular tweet, here he's criticizing someone who says that 75% chance of devastatingly bad outcomes for marriage. I would say it's not so far. I mean, if you include the 50% divorce, if you include all of those marriages where, you know, they stay together on paper, but they're not really together anymore. If you include all of these requests for, you know, are you truly married to a wife when we see so much cuckoldry, request? I mean, there's a whole Reddit about this where men are going and explaining how they feel bad because they thought initially that maybe accepting that their wife sleeps with other men is kind of sexy. And then they go into depression. They have all sorts of trouble. It turns out it's not as good as they thought. Would you consider this a devastatingly bad outcome? Yes, I would say yes. So yes, I think the 75% figure for devastatingly bad outcome is pretty much up there. If you include all of the divorce, of course, and then 25% of marriages staying together, but being so-so. Shrigmamel says, Jeff, getting a baby is the hard part. The most of the college bar hoes are on birth control. Oh yeah, absolutely they are. Getting baby is the hard part. You have encountered the same wall that I have encountered, but there is a way above this wall. You have to get there to eventually find you develop your tricks, and eventually you learn. You know, because Shringmamel is the guy we've been counseling, who has been sending super chats for many months, if not years, and who I've been counseling to go hard on the dating. You know, he's been going in a way harder than even I thought, but he's been at it. And he's had some success of dating, a lot of experience being built. But as far as the baby making goes, you will find that you have. That there's a bunch of women out there who are just ready for it. And they won't give you any sign of it, but it's when you ask them about it and when you just inject sperm into them, they will just let you do it. That is how you make a baby, basically. You know, Trump said those words. They will, if you're a celebrity, they let you do it. And that's just what it is. That's just what it is. There are a bunch of women who are out there, and even these college hoes who are, for example, using condoms and stuff like this. You will see that some of them are actually ready to be mothers. And if there's ever something that happens where you fuck them without a condom, and you know, they'll realize, oh my God, not so bad. You know, let's not go crazy about this. Worst thing that can happen is I give life. The fact is they are out there. Those women who they live among us, they don't give a sign at all, but they are ready to get fucked and have babies. You just have to try and try. And as someone said in response to my tweet to Pearly Things, You lose all of the games you don't play. You lose all of the games you don't play. The only way to win is to try and fail. Everyone at the Daily Wire thinks men should gamble their lives, future income, and being able to maintain some custody of their kids to make sure a failed institute where women walk away with a golden parachute retirement package, even if they cheat or lie at any time, should be upheld. No, dude, just no. I think we have to adopt a diversity of strategy in front of the marriage question here. Sure, if you find a quality woman who you truly think is going to be attached to you and loyal to you forever, sure, go for it. Marry her. And if you are truly convinced of this, take that risk onto your shoulder, sure. But we have to have a diversity of strategy, because telling men that they should trust women forever is not the right approach here. We have to have a counterbalancing force. And the counterbalancing force is as follows. For the rest of the woman, for those who have demonstrated again and again that they are unable to maintain a long-term relationship, we have to inseminate at all times. Just inseminate. You know how women sometimes feel solicited? Like, oh my God, there's five guys in a single day who have approached me. They have to feel that way, but instead of just solicited, they have to feel inseminated. We have to go spray and pray on the rest of the female population and spray and pray with minimal financial commitment. That is, we have to ask ourselves, what is the minimal amount of dollars I can drop on the table before this woman will let me inject sperm in her? And honestly, the answer is less than $10. And we have to reserve this strategy for maybe 90% of the female population. They have to pay the price of their whoreship. They have to deal with the fact that because they can't commit, they will never be able to build any form of wealth. And they will always be stuck homeless without any support and everyone abandoning them. We have to recreate the conditions in which marriage became a popular cultural institution. And Frederick Cornelius says child support is expensive. Well, we have to design our lives in a way that we cannot be found to have to pay child support. That means we move from state to state, we disappear, they don't know where we live, we spray and pray, just inject and run, inject and run, inject and run, and stack crypto, stack crypto, stack Monero, jump through ETH, jump to BSC. That is what we need to do. And we need to do this for 100 years. I think that this is a balanced view of the marriage question that takes the best of what the Daily Wire idealists have to offer, and Jordan Peterson here, and the best of what Pearly Things has to offer. We have to have a diversity of strategy, and we have to treat women the way they treat us. You want to commit in a solid way, in a way that is demonstrated and where I can feel that you are truly committed. All right, you're going to be rewarded for it across the years because I will slowly expose my finances to you. For the other whores, you go take a shower, you remove your clothes, I will inseminate, and then bye-bye. That is how it has to be. Silver Spider says, hey, Jeff, won't this just cause the state to grow out of control either by paying for abortions or welfare? We have to outfuck the abortionist. That is what we have to do. I never thought I would say these words, but we have to outfuck the abortionist. We have to outfuck his ability. You know, at some point, getting the forceps in, you get tired in the shoulders, pulling out the pieces of babies out of a woman's womb. It gets tiring on the mental. And the fact is that, on the other hand, we have the leverage on this situation. Injecting sperm in a woman is the funniest thing that life can give you. You know, you will have an orgasm, you will derive pleasure from it. Whereas the abortionist is like, holy shit, I have to wake up every morning to dismember fucking babies. I think we have a winning war of attrition here. Let's outfuck the abortionist, Silver Spider. That is my response to your super chat. Thank you very much for supporting the show. Pearl says, and yes, my opinions on marriage and family changed over time. My family had 10 kids, married young, and did the thing trad cons push. But like it or not, that was a different time. And not warning men about the risks with associated marriage is irresponsible. Absolutely, I agree. And she criticizes Matt Walsh's response. Matt Walsh was saying to her, there is literally no difference between this and what you hear from radical feminists. She pretends to be anti-feminist, but she has arrived at virtually all of the same conclusions, and she's just as spiteful towards conservative men, even more so, actually. Well, Matt Walsh was saying this in response to this tweet. Real men marry and squirt out baby. You know, have victim mentality. Find good woman, squirt out baby. I don't know how this is the same conclusion that feminists have reached. I'm not sure what Matt Walsh means here. Is he saying that by making this sarcastic appeal to a kind of traditional male, Pearl is reaching the same kind of snarky attitude of feminist in front of the traditional female? Is that what's at play here? I don't understand the levels of sarcasm here. Sorry for the autism. And Matt Walsh continues and says, part of the problem is that a lot of these alleged right-wing influencers have no coherent worldview at all, and they don't understand the forces they're pretending to fight against. That's why they end up just becoming the thing they supposedly despise. I don't know that that Pearl is becoming a problem. She's trying to inform Mez. Now, whether her information is correct or not, you should have a counter to that. But I don't think her information is particularly incorrect. I think it's adjust to another segment of society. The segment of men who don't have much money, who are just average male, average looking, average this, average that. They may have one domain of their life where they kind of excel, they're kind of good at that. But, you know, who can't afford the top 10 out of 10 sexy blonde female, and who are one who will also be loyal. And these men have to face the reality that you're going to have to find a uterus to host your babies that you may not be in full harmony with. That is the reality. And I think Pearl is touching on that. You're literally pushing men toward a destructive, feminist-created divorce and family court system while hand-waving the risks and, despite your huge platform, doing next to nothing to promote divorce law reform, which would make men feel safer about marriage again and give you exactly what you want. That is very solid. That is a problem. If your idealism for marriage, Matt Walsh, was just that, just idealism, and it wouldn't keep you from leading the other fights that are needed to restore this ideal in society, that might be good. But Pearl has a point here. I don't hear Matt Walsh talk about men's rights. And I don't hear Matt Walsh talk about divorce men's right. And yet divorce men, let us remind ourselves, are divorced largely against their consent. They haven't chosen to be divorcees. They have been they have been set in the role of divorcee by their ex. But by all means, continue carrying water for the feminist status quo while you call the woman who wants to repeal the 19th and ban abortion a feminist. I have the most coherent worldview ever. Well, you have to give it to Pearl. You know, I'm starting to love this woman, which is why I am absolutely charmed that she didn't say no totally to my insemination offer. She's right. She has a very coherent worldview across the politics of female, the marriage aspect of females, the dating aspect of females. She stands victorious, as far as I'm concerned, in this whole story. So let's get down to business. I said that I am hereby offering to squirt out baby with Pearly Things, insemination claimable between the months of September to December 2023. For birth around June to September of 2024, travel fees may apply. The thing is, I'm tired of the teasing with Pearly Things. You have to put your uterus to use. It's one thing to militate for trad or militate for the return to marriage or be an activist around the woman question. You're doing a wonderful job. But you are at a critical point of your life, and I don't know what's going on with this black boyfriend of yours. I don't care. He's not putting babies inside of you. So I want you to have the best service that I've ever offered to a woman, the Panspermia Premium JF service. I have all of the tools needed to ensure effective insemination. I'm talking about nutritional equipments of all kind. I'm talking about calendar strategy. I'm talking about ovulation tests to determine your ovulation moment at the hour level. And I think it's time you make babies. And I'm not saying you have to choose me. You can make babies with someone else, but I make myself available. I think that a Pearl JF baby would be like something from another world. It would be a very quality baby. By the way, my children tend to have blonde hair. Some of them have blue eyes. You are yourself a very beautiful woman. I think that and I am a man of high IQ with a scientific theory that will withstand the test of time and that will be seen as highly, highly predictive of the ongoings of human society going forward. I think that you should definitely consider getting a baby immediately with me, Pearl. It can happen in a way where we can raise the babies across the countries, we can travel, or the baby can be raised one side or the other across the various years. Or if you want to live together, you can come on my farm and live together. But I know you are a cosmopolitan woman, so I wouldn't judge you if you choose to continue your life in the UK. But no matter your professional choices, the travel aspect, the planes, the complications, no matter all of this, you have to set yourself on the path of making a baby. You have to be pregnant within the next few months. Hatchis Put says, this guy is so autistic, laughing my ass off. I respect JF so much. She has to be pregnant. Hatchis Put says, JF can do way better than Pearly. No, it would be an honor to inseminate this girl. She is shouldery for my taste, but I am probably shouldery for her taste too, you know? So it's, sometimes when you choose to reproduce, you have to give up some things. You have to say, all right, not everything is perfect in this offer, but the offer is on the table, and it's way better to have babies now than have no babies. Never forget that the decision to have a baby is not whether it's perfect, whether it's everything is going to go well, whether there won't be any trouble. It's the choice between existence and inexistence. It's the choice about the continuation of your line or not. Every moment you're not pregnant, Pearly, is a moment in which there could be a living representative of your genome living right now, but right now it's not. So when you choose not to be pregnant, it's like a genocide that you're committing onto yourself. And, you know, the situation is bad. The savages are at the door of Western civilization. The system is crumbling. The feminists have destroyed everything. Culture is falling. Institutions are crumbling. Let's have a baby. Let's have a baby. It's the end of the world. Let's just have a baby before it all goes out. That was my case to Pearly Things. I hope that she will consider it. She has answered for now. I don't know. Is it like a hum? Or is it like, or is it more like, or is it more like, oh yeah, We will have to wait for Pearly to put some light onto this. This is the end of the show. Atchesput says, why not just find a girl who isn't online? JF could find a trad atheist if he just went out in public. It's basically impossible as a YouTuber or as the kind of job that I do as an Odysseyer now. It's basically much harder to charm a normie and get her habituated and accepting of this lifestyle. Because for a lot of normie girls out there, what's in the newspaper is the truth. There is nothing else. And it's very hard to explain to them, no, it's part of the business that if they can shit on your head into the newspaper, that is just massive amounts of money coming your way, and you have to be there to grab it. You can't explain this to an army. What happened to Mama JF? Well, Mama JF, she has left, and she has disappeared and completely left. I have no news or update about this other than in June, she is gone. She is gone and never came back. Doubting Thomas says, JF, an alternative take on the ad from yesterday. McDonald's is simply appeasing the ruling class with their favorite propaganda for each country. In the case of Japan, they want to promote having children because of concerns of falling birth rates, hence the family messaging. Yes, that's a valid potential hypothesis. Shrink Mamel says, JF, next time this annoying girl at work tries to criticize me to my dating strategy, I'll tell her I'll stop fucking around if you were to marry me. I'm tired of the moralism around mass dating. Yeah, and frame it as a victory of hers. Because these women who annoy you with moralism, they're really just one or two sentences accepting your dick into their vagina. So she's like, oh, I can't believe you date all these girls. Oh, my God. And I would say, you know what? You're right. You are absolutely correct. Now, be careful, because you don't want to lose your job. And this could qualify as sexual harassment. I can allow myself stuff on the public space that you may not want to do in the private space of a job. So be careful about this one, Shrig Mamel. But if I was myself and I didn't care about the job, I would say, you are right. I have now seen the light. I shouldn't have been engaging with all this dating of girls. This was just a pursuit of a superficial lifestyle that was immediately rewarding, but that was slowly destroying me. Since you had me saw the light, I offer you to have a loyal relationship between you and I. I will become your husband, and I will never go back to this lifestyle. How about we marry each other? You are the one girl. Says DK Shadow. You are the one girl that has led me to see through the wrongs of my ways, and I am ready to change.